As of Sunday, March 9th, over 1,200 Queens workers in a wide range of roles could be on strike, with possibly 2,000 graduate student workers following on Monday, March 10th. United Steelworkers Local 2010 has been in negotiations with the university since December. Reportedly a slow-moving process, according to a release from the union. USW 2010 called the first strike vote in the union's history after the negotiation process dragged throughout the winter, according to Peter Miller, a Queens worker and strike committee chair with USW 2010 who sat down with CFRC this week.
Our initial proposal was exchanged with the employer on December 13th, and there were several bargaining dates after that. However, negotiations quickly stalled. There wasn't very much interest from them to negotiate, which is why our bargaining committee asked for a strike mandate vote.
90% of members participated in the strike vote, and 96% said they would participate in strike action. According to Miller, the top issues being faced include moral injury, compensation, and workload.
We are here to serve students. We can see the effects that the work that we provide has on students. We have people who work in student wellness, Queen's student accessibility services. We have people in the exams office. Almost anyone you talk to outside of a professor or perhaps your TA is going to be a support staff member. And when we are not able to adequately provide the services, we see how it negatively impacts students who potentially are seeking wellness support and are in crisis, are having issues with their financial aid and need support with that. They need corrections made to their student records. They need guidance on how to graduate and continue their programs. And we're just seeing we can't provide that. There's only so many times you can look a student in the eyes and tell them, I'm sorry, I'm doing the best they can, the best that I can, while they're crying and asking for your help that you can tolerate. Our wages have vastly fallen below the level of inflation, and that means real cuts. Wages is a very abstract thing, but let's put it in these terms. Those are months of rent. That is food for your family. That is bills being paid. And we are falling further and further and further behind. What once could have offered a decent quality of living does not anymore. But we're being told to do more with less, more with less, more with less, until eventually we have to say this is not something that can be done anymore, or people begin to crack and burn out under the workload that is being forced upon them.
USW 2010 can legally call a strike, or Queens may legally initiate a lockout as of Sunday, March 9th at 12:01 a.m. When asked for comment, the university only provided CFRC with the latest update from their labor news page, which states, quote, negotiations are ongoing, and the university remains cautiously optimistic that tentative agreements to renew these collective agreements can be accomplished by the parties involved. Miller spoke to how this strike could impact life on campus.
I think this is something that all of us are not really sure of, because this has never happened before. There hasn't been any preparations. We don't have any past experience to go on. But the thing I would recommend students think about is almost every time that you go to speak to somebody on campus, if it's not a professor, if it's not a TA, it's probably going to be a support staff member. We are all over the campus. We are in residences. We are in admission. We are in financial aid. We are in athletics and recreation. We are in wellness and accessibility services all over the campus. All of those members, 90% of them voted and 96% said yes, they are willing to strike. I don't see how things can go on and be normal day to day after that, with so many vital services no longer being fulfilled.
The latest update on Queen's Labor News page states that the university does have contingency plans prepared in the event of a strike or lockout. The university plans to remain open and classes are expected to continue as scheduled, with all students expected to continue their studies. While the date is quickly approaching, Miller expressed hope that an agreement will be reached, with bargaining continuing through to the end of Saturday.
There is some hope for me, and I do look back at the fact that QP reached a deal at the 13th hour. They were supposed to go on strike beginning at 12:01 a.m. on Monday morning, and they had an extension at the very last minute. They had another extension and continued negotiating until about 2:30 a.m. in the morning in order to find an agreement that would be acceptable to all parties. So I do have some hope.
This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.